And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 9th of May, 2013. The birth of Alan Bennett, the playwright, Leeds, England, 1934. His career began when he was at Oxford. He became a member of a review called Beyond the Fringe. Been writing plays ever since, many for television, including his series of monologues for the BBC Talking Heads and his screenplay The History Boys. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. The family survived the bombing of Belgrade during World War II, fled Eastern Europe, wound up in Oak Park, Illinois, the same high school that Ernest Hemingway had gone to, which was one of the things that inspired Simic to become a writer. It's the birthday of J.M. Barry, James Matthew Barry, born in Kirriemuir, Scotland, 1860, a shy boy, black hair, pale. Once he went to a dinner party with the poet A.E. Housman, whom he'd wanted to meet for a long time, but he was so shy he couldn't talk to him. He wrote him a letter of apology afterward and was so nervous that he misspelled Housman's name. J.M. Barrie's masterpiece was Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, 1904. J.M. Barrie donated all of the royalties from Peter Pan to the famous children's hospital, the Great Ormond Street Hospital. And for years, the hospital got royalties not just from sales of the book, but from plays and TV shows and movies. And it was on this day in 1941 the German submarine U-110 was captured by British destroyers. The submarine had attacked an Allied convoy in the North Atlantic just south of Iceland. The British destroyer dropped depth charges. The submarine surfaced. The crew came up on deck. They were captured. And the submarine did not sink, and so the Allies boarded the ship, where they found a secret cipher machine, which they called the Enigma machine. They took it on board, let the submarine sink. The Germans did not realize that anyone had boarded the submarine. They thought the cipher machine was safe. Instead, it was taken to Bletchley Park, an estate in Buckinghamshire, England, where a team of thousands of codebreakers worked to decipher coded German messages. And with the help of the Enigma, they managed to break the German naval code, a turning point in the Battle of the Atlantic and in the war itself. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred, The Blue Dress. I don't recall pain or joy, only the blue dress I wore, and the door open to the sea, and the liquid sun across the floor beside the bed, and our crooning sense of having climbed Everest undaunted, undeceived. I didn't know who I was, or who you were, or even what we hoped for in that slow, rushed, soft, harsh, pretend real world. Even now, I don't know how to devour love like a golden apple stolen from a teacher who gives too many tests. So tell me what you remember and who you think we were. And I will nod and agree, though I doubt it happened. Beyond the sea, the sun, the open door, the blue dress, and the dream. The Blue Dress, a poem by Freya Manfred from her collection The Blue Dress, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available, everyone, online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.